No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to 93.7 The Ticket. I am joined by a former teammate, a man who should never, ever, ever have to pay for a drink again in the state of Nebraska, a man who played not one, but two, but three different positions during his time with the Big Red, my good friend, Mr. Mike Stuntz. How you doing, Mike?
Great. Adam, how you been, man?
Dude, I'm glorious. I appreciate you taking the time to join me. Now, first things first, I put out just a tweet. No big deal.
Yeah.
Just complimenting Zach Taylor. Said he was the toughest quarterback I ever played with. Didn't mean to take a jab at anyone else. And what do you know? In the responses, I see Mike Stuntz, Jesus, man, I'm right here. And I'm like, oh, crap. I didn't even think about this. So my response was, I'm pretty sure you were a safety when we played together, at least for a while. Don't worry, you're at least one of the top 50 toughest safeties I've ever played with. And then I said, let me guess, I'm probably somewhere in the top 1,000 toughest D linemen you ever played with laughing emojis. And then Mike goes, well, not anymore, fella. This cut deep, and I am not above holding a grudge. And then I said, you're by far the toughest ophthalmologist I've ever met, also the toughest left-handed quarterback I've ever played with. Now, Mike, if I offended you, you're clearly not as tough as Zach Taylor, because I have to apologize. No, I love you, man. You know what's funny? I didn't even think about that when I put it out. I got nothing but love and respect for you, but I just thought that was a fun interaction on Twitter.
Oh, no, I was totally joking. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't offended even for a second, buddy. Like, I get it. Zach's a super tough guy, but I'm one of those people who's really negative, and I'm constantly looking for ways to be offended. And so I spend a lot of time on the internet trying to do that.
And
it's working out well for me.
All right. Mike's one of the toughest keyboard warriors I've ever met, apparently. I didn't know that until just today.
You don't even know how tough I am behind the keyboard, buddy. Yeah.
Got all right, man.
Accounts left and right.
Oh, dude, you got burner accounts. That's who's been hitting me up, dude. I keep trying to block you. I can't keep track of them all, man.
Yeah. No, I don't have any of those. I wouldn't do that. Not my style.
No, not at all. Mike, actually, being an option quarterback is one of the toughest things, because you were an option quarterback when you came to Nebraska. Obviously, you had the ability to play multiple positions. But being an option quarterback, you had to read the defense. You had to be able to pitch. You had to be able to catch, read the dive. You had to be able to make all these decisions while knowing you're going to get hit in the mouth. You're going to deliver a blow. So I actually consider option quarterbacks to be some of the toughest people I've ever met. So I got nothing but love and respect for you there. Now, I've asked you this before, but I'm going to ask it again for those who didn't hear. All right. The reverse touchdown pass to Eric Crouch. Walk through us what that was like. Obviously, they set up the play throughout the game where several end arounds, getting Thunder Collins in motion. All of a sudden, now he gets it, pitches it to you. You see Crouch. You make the throw. Talk us through it.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, it was something that we worked on in practice, and it, the way I remember it, it went pretty well. Other people feel like practice didn't go so sharp, but, you know, it was good enough that we felt confident to run it in the game. The wildest thing was them running the exact same play, you know, earlier in the game and missing it. So I thought for sure that they had a spy or something, and they had stolen our play, and they were never going to run ours at that point. And then they told me, you know, got to get ready. We're going to call it. So mentally kind of prepared myself to get in there and let it fly. And I mean, he was wide open. Like it wasn't a hard throw, right? Like he was wide open. So the rest was all Eric outrunning everybody. Obviously the world-class speed is helpful there. And you know, the rest is history. It was great. It was a great time, big game, a lot of fun. Victory always makes those more fun, right? And here we are, 23, almost 23 years later, still talking about it. Wow. I did not see that coming at the time.
Now, it's interesting because I remember, first of all, Oklahoma stealing signs or spying or whatever. They were the Patriots before the Patriots. They were Michigan before Michigan, but it didn't work. You know why? Because I remember their play. Their quarterback was wide open, but the throw was awful. The throw hit the dirt. Yeah, guy had no chance to catch it. So you made a great throw, hit him in stride too.
I mean, I don't know the guy who threw theirs. Maybe he wasn't a quarterback or something, but for me, it was not hard. He was wide open. So obviously we had practiced it quite a bit too. And it was great. It was good coaching, good personnel management there, you know, getting me rolling to my left, you know, knowing they had a left-handed quarterback who could come in and do that. Like that was smart planning by the coaches too. So that was critical.
Now, I brought you on a few months ago, and I will accept the blame for this. I forgot to ask you about a story because you're like, dude, I got a story about Bill Bush if you want to ask me about it. And then I spaced it off, but I'm not going to space it off twice. So let's hear this story about Coach Bill Bush that you've got.
Yeah, no. First, let me preface this by saying I love Coach. He's a great guy, and I'm sure other people have other great stories about him. And this is a positive one. I'll start there. But Coach liked to talk about how he liked to work out, you know, and so how good a shape he was in and everything like that. And he and Andrew Shanley kind of throughout the year, my senior year, would kind of have a back and forth about, you know, who could do more push-ups, et cetera, et cetera. And for some reason or another, you know, it would never quite get done. And usually it was on Coach Bush's part, at least that's how Shanley would tell it, that there was a reason why they couldn't have this contest. And so we were getting ready for practice and, you know, going through the film, and Coach Bush started talking about something about consistency and showing up every day and, you know, doing things that you say you're going to do, et cetera, and that sort of thing. And Shanley says to him, like, kind of like that push-up contest. And
oh, man.
The room just gets dead silent, absolutely dead silent, and Bush just shooting daggers at Shanley, and we're all like, oh my god, Andrew just ended his career. Like, what, why would you do that? And you know, Coach Bush looks at him like, oh, okay, all right, it's like that, fine, walks out and, you know, leaves the room. And everybody's looking at Shanley, we're like, dude, when he comes back, just say you're sorry, it was a bad joke. And cross your fingers and, you know, we'll all stick up for you, et cetera, et cetera. He's gone for a long time. And we're like, oh my God, he's going to come in here and he's going to murder Shanley. And that's it. That's going to be the end of him. And he comes back in workout gear, hat on backwards. And he's like, all right, let's go. And he and Shanley drop to the floor and start doing, he had said that he could do 50 push-ups. That's what it was. I'm sorry. He said that he could do 50 push-ups, and nobody believed him. And so he drops to the floor and just starts cranking out push-ups. Just
no one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Going. Everyone's losing their mind. Everyone's down on the floor counting with him. And he gets, 47, 48. He's struggling. Boom, gets it, nails it. The whole room goes bonkers, and he's, up in Shanley's Grill, like I told you, and everybody absolutely loved it. Place went nuts. All the DBs were losing their minds. It was kind of a classic, Coach Bush twist where you can't quite tell what he's gonna do, and then he does it, and everybody loved it. It was fantastic. It was one of my favorite memories from my time playing with Coach.
That's awesome. And it's funny because Coach Bush is a very personable guy. Obviously has a show here on The Ticket, does a phenomenal job. But dude, when you coach that long at that high a level and you have that much success, there's an intense side. A competitive side. So I could see that coming out, dude. And I can just imagine the DBs going nuts on something like that. So I got a question. I did a little bit of research on you and I found out something today I did not know. Like, where did that go? All right. You have Stunts was a first-team academic All Big 12 selection in 2005 as a professional golf management major. Now I gotta ask, is that not the most popular major of all time? And how has that major helped you in life? I'm just curious. That has to be the most phenomenal major ever, dude.
So it really was a great program. It was a very interesting mix of kind of like turf grass science and business management, and then obviously golf as well. And the guys who ran the program when I was there, I think they're still there, Terry Reardon and Scott Hawley, just great guys. They got the program off the ground and I really enjoyed it. I thought that for as specific as that sounds, like the type of classes that I took were across the board. I was all over the place. I mentioned the turf grass and the science of biology and then accounting and business management and all this stuff. And so I felt like I got a very balanced education doing that. And I think the program has grown quite a bit in popularity. It is hilarious though, because I guarantee you, I am the only physician who has that as their degree. And it was not particularly helpful when it came time to apply to medical schools. There were some requirements that needed to be done still, that's for sure. That's kind of a circuitous route to get into medical school. But if you're interested in golf, business management, anything like that, even if you wanted to get into more of the turf side of it, superintendent, that sort of thing. It's a great program. I probably still over there on East Campus. I'll put in the recommendation. We'll turn it into a commercial for the professional golf management program at the university. They did a great job and I loved it. Not super applicable for me right now, but at the time it was fantastic.
I tell you what, taking care of turf and grass and things of that nature, there's a little bit more that goes into it than people might think. And I'm not experienced, but my first ever summer job, I worked with the stadium crew there at Nebraska.
Yeah.
And so basically I'd go work out, I'd take a summer class or two, and then I was in charge of kind of taking, now it's all the football fields. If you remember years ago where those football fields are now outside of the Hawks Center, okay, those used to be softball fields. Do you remember that at all way back in the day? So I was actually in charge of taking those, taking care of those during the spring and summer during softball season. Not by myself. I was just one of the people, thank God, or they probably wouldn't have been taken care of very well. I had the simple jobs. Basically, I did the lines, and I made sure the sprinklers worked, if I'm being honest with you. All right, so your last game with the Big Red was the Alamo Bowl versus Michigan. Okay, and to me, that was one of the more fun bowl games I ever got to play in. You know, personally, I got to play against Auburn in the Cotton Bowl. Then you got Michigan. We destroyed Michigan State when they talked a ton of trash going to the Alamo Bowl 2 years before that. That Alamo Bowl versus Michigan, and that was a preseason top five team. That was a team that had Chad Henne, Michael Hart, quarterback, running back. They got like, what, a 2-touchdown lead on us, but then we were able to come back, get the victory. I remember Corey Ross, Zach Taylor had big games. What are your memories of your final game in that Alamo Bowl versus Michigan for the Big Red?
Yeah, no, actually, that was a great game. Another good Bill Bush moment there. So, you know, we're doing our thing. I played a lot of special teams at that point. Basically, you know, kickoff cover, punt return, stuff like that. Guys were dropping like flies. I think Joey Robinson and Tyler Fisher both had like season-ending injuries, you know, just within like minutes of each other. And so special teams fellas from, you know, Central and Western Nebraska were having a bad day, that's for sure. And so we're getting down to it, and last kickoff, and, you know, Bush is running around trying to find a warm body basically to go out there. And I had done a kickoff at one point, and so I just kind of walked by. I was like, coach, yeah, I got it or whatever. He loves to tell the story and make it sound like, you know, he was the only one cool keeping his head. But I can tell you that is not the case. He was excited. And, you know, it was an uneventful kickoff for the most part. But I loved his intensity. The guy was ready to go. It was a big part of the game. And he was getting all over it and making sure that we had that thing covered. So good coach. Great coach.
Last question I got for you. I know you got to go run and save people's eyesight. And you know, I had LASIK about 17, 18 years ago, and my eyes started to go fuzzy a couple years ago. I need to chat with you again. Life got so crazy. I never did follow up. I need to have a follow up LASIK at some point, but I'll save that topic for another day off air. My question for you, do you remember the last play of that Michigan game where they threw the ball laterally like 3 or 4 times, and then everyone thought the game was over and they about scored? Yeah. And I think we eventually tackled them late. Like, that could have been one of the all-time greatest plays on ESPN and worst plays in Nebraska football history. Do you remember that play?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you watch the replay, Titus Brothers, I think, pretty much saves us from just, you know, annihilation and embarrassment, right? Because the guy was not down. And how they did not throw a flag on us, who knows? Because I think it was Andy Pulaski. Some of those dudes were – I mean, they were 6 inches from the ball, came off the sideline.
On the field.
6 inches from the ball, on the field, no flags thrown. We're going to look the other way on this one. That was a classic. I was not on the field. I'd like to point that out. I maintained discipline. I stayed back. But it was tempting, that's for sure. No, that was a classic game. That was an absolutely fantastic finish. You know, two heavyweight programs. Great way to go out, I felt like. So, but thank the Lord for Titus Brothers actually paying attention, finishing the play. Otherwise, that's an embarrassment. So, good times, buddy.
Every family has an Uncle Bill. I have an in-law called Uncle Bill. He goes, "You should have let him score. You would have seen yourself on ESPN for years." Bill, you're right, and that's a horrible idea. Much love, my friend. I mean, that's a horrible idea.
Yeah, that's the worst idea I've ever heard, Bill.
All right, Mike, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I know you got to get back to work saving people's eyesight. I'll probably need you to help me save my eyesight at some point in the future, but I appreciate you joining me, my friend.
Anytime, AC. Good talking to you. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, Mike. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.